Praise the Lord, I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision Television. And today we're going to talk about how you're going to give up your bags or your bag. Maybe you have bags, lots of bags. But we're going to talk about how to give them up. And we're going to praise the Lord with His Word and praise Him for who He is. Father, right now we thank You that You reveal Yourself to us greater than ever before. Without Your revelation knowledge, Father, and Your revelation of You, we know nothing. But with Your revelations of You, we know what You want us to know. We thank You today that You're going to reveal Yourself like never before in this message, and be a blessing to us, Father, and help us know the wisdom of You greater. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, the Lord wants you to quit worrying. He wants you to quit taking that bag of burdens, of worry, of doubt, of struggle. And He wants you to get rid of the what ifs and the how will we, how wills, I guess we could shorten it that way. And He wants you to find that lettuce is not fattening and chocolate is not fattening. Now, I know that there's a lot of disagreements about that. One way or another, but you know, one day lettuce can be fattening in the news, and the next day it's not fattening, and chocolate can be fattening, and one day it's not fattening. So let's be sensible about the things of God, and know that He has us absolutely in the place to carry us, and impossible to give us away. He has us in that place. No one wants your worries. No one wants their worries. They want the truth. And they want the truth of what God says. You don't want the worries, and you don't want the struggles. I know you don't. I didn't want them when I found out I didn't have to have them. I didn't want them anymore. So I know that you don't want them. And no one has to remind you the high cost of anxiety, the high cost of struggle, the high cost of complaining, the high cost of aggravation. No one has to explain to you that cost. It destroys your health. It destroys your peace. It destroys your calm. It destroys your courage. It destroys your confidence. It destroys. It's a destructive thing. So we want to understand that worry divides the mind. It splits your energy between today, and it splits your energy between tomorrow's promises and tomorrow's problems. You have promises of God today that take you into the future, which is now. The future and now, eternity, are inseparable. They are one thing. You're not going to go into eternity. You are in eternity. And when you worry today, you're going to worry tomorrow. You're going to struggle tomorrow. You're going to suffer tomorrow when you agree to that. So we're going to talk about right now how the result of that brings you half-minded living. It's like having one foot in the mud hole and one foot on the pavement, and you're trying to get out of the mud hole, but the more you try to pull out of the mud hole and get to the pavement, the more you go in the mud hole. Well, Hebrews 4:16 tells it this way. Let us fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God, His unmerited favor to us, that we may receive mercy for our failures, and that grace and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. Beloved, let's read it again. Let us fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. Now, I teach, and you know that I teach this if you watch the broadcast at all. Jesus sat you down with Him when He sat down with the Father. When He ascended out of the pit of hell and off of this earth after the crucifixion, and after 3 days in the pit of hell, taking away the power of life and death from the enemy, He ascended to the throne of grace, sitting at the right hand of Father. And it says, and He sat you down with Him. So this coming and going back and forth from the throne of grace needs to quit. if you don't realize you have the throne of grace to sit at, and you've were seated there, then hear me today. Hear the Lord today. He seated you there over 2,000 years ago before you were ever in your mother's womb. So why are you not sitting there? Because you get up to go worry. You get up to go struggle. You get up to go think about, well, what am I going to do about this? You get up to go to complain. Amen? You go complaining. I know about complaining. I know about arguing. I was raised in an Italian family. And that's how we talked. We argued and complained. Amen? What's the matter you? I heard that all my life. What's the matter you? Well, and the hands, you know, the hands have to go with that. Well, my husband is German, and he'll come in the house, and if I'm poking around, he'll say, "What's the matter, you?" he doesn't do Italian English accent very well, but it's funny to hear him try it, okay? We have to stop complaining. We have to stop complaining and arguing. Arguing with the Lord, arguing with ourselves, complaining about things to ourselves, complaining to other people, complaining about other people. Turn the news on. No, turn it off. Because that's what you're going to hear, is constant arguing and complaining and disagreeing. Well, I know you said that, but this is how it is. No, this is how it is. No, this is how it is. Let's stay with who knows how it is. How it is what the Lord says. And he says in Philippians 2:14 and 16, do everything without complaining or arguing. Then you will be blameless and innocent. You will be God's children without any faults among people who are crooked and corrupt. You will shine like stars among them in the world, and as you hold firmly to the word of life. Then I brag on the day of Christ that my effort was not wasted and that my work produced results. That's Paul talking. God talking through Paul. Do everything without complaining or arguing. Isn't that great? Do everything without complaining or arguing. Stay seated at the throne of grace. Stay seated where God seated you. Stay seated next to him. Stay seated next to Jesus. I used to run in and out of the throne room of God like a revolving door. I'll get all tore up, and I'd run into the throne room in God's presence and scream and yell and holler at God like he's deaf and tell him what to do. The Lord says, Rose, I really am done with this. You don't need to yell at me. I'm not deaf. I know every word on your tongue before you speak. That's Psalms 139. Rose, you don't need to tell me what to do because I'm the Lord God Almighty and I know what to do. Wouldn't it be great to understand we don't have to tell God what to do and that we can sit by him? And then he told me, I said, Father, what do you want me to do? I think that's so terrible and so funny. And he said, well, first thing I want you to do is quit kicking me in the shins when you scream at me and yell at me and tell me what to do. And the next thing I want you to do is sit down here where I seated you. Sit down here and praise me. Praise me with my holy angels day and night. Praise me that I love you. Praise me that I have a blessed life for you. Praise me that I know you. Praise me that I never leave you or forsake you. Praise me that you love me with all your heart, mind, and soul. Praise me that my son gave his life for you and brought you into eternity forever. Praise me. Praise me that you don't have to complain and argue or listen to that anymore. You don't have to listen to that. You've been listening to complaining and arguing from yourself or someone, maybe most of your life. But you don't have to listen to it anymore. You can say in yourself, in your spirit, that is not for me, and I do not complain or argue anymore. Thank you, Father. So what do? I say praises to God. I speak praises over him. I speak praises around him. I speak praises that he's Lord God Almighty and there is no other. Thank you, Father. We're going to talk more about this, and I want to minister the power of it to you, because you were set free from this when you received Jesus, but maybe somebody didn't tell you. Maybe they didn't tell you to the extent you were set free, but I'm telling you today how much set free you were. You were set free forever, forever. And the only way you cannot be free is if you agree to be in bondage. If you agree to argue, you agree to complain, you agree to carry this baggage around of worry and what ifs and when ifs and why ifs and oh, God hadn't done anything for me lately. Oh, my goodness. Do you want what you're saying? Then say what you want. Amen. I'll be back in just a minute. And while you're watching the promo, I want you to write down the phone number. Write down the books that I'm offering you with full of scripture to teach you how to stop talking crazy, how to glorify the Lord, how to know who he is. Order these little books, and then when I get back with you, we'll praise and glorify the Lord more. I want you free. I want you in the power of the Word. God wants you in the authority of him and who he is. And when you read his word and you speak it, that's where you'll live. That's where you'll stay and live, seated next to him. Isn't that awesome? I know you're ready to do it. So let's praise the Lord together that when we come back, we're going to learn how to resist and overcome these things. How do we resist and overcome it, Rose? You got to tell me. Well, I can tell you because I've had to learn it. So I love you. I'll see you in a few minutes, and we'll praise the Lord some more with learning how to resist and overcome this.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days the champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on his path for permanent victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about how to overcome and how to overcome complaining, arguing, doubting, baggages of worry, struggle, lack, everything that has come into your life that is attempting to destroy your walk with the Lord and destroy how you think and talk and what you're hearing. And we're going to start right out with the word in 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it's a long scripture, but it's really plain. And then I'm going to talk about it once we read it here. For no temptation, no trial, regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance. And that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as man can bear. You have come, there has been nothing in your life come to you that could overcome you. There is nothing that's come before you that could overtake you or make you do anything. It said right there, no temptation or trial, no matter where it has come or where it leads, has overtaken you and taken hold of you. That's drugs, that's pornography, that's swearing, cursing like a sailor to be mean talking. That's being rude to your children, rude to your wife, rude to your husband, complaining, arguing. Nothing has come into your life that has not been overcome. Okay, then it goes on to say, but. When you see the word but in the word or but in somebody's conversation, what they're getting ready to say has just canceled everything that was said before. Okay? Oh, Rose, I love you, but. Oh, Rose, I want to go with you, but. Oh, Rose, I want to listen to what you're saying, but. And I stop people right there, beloved, when I hear that. Don't give me your buts. You have one but, and that's the one you sit on. Okay? These other buts don't belong in your language, right, Nate? Okay, Nate's our producer, and that I talk to him sometimes when I'm doing my shows, and sometimes he says amen, and sometimes he just looks at me like, okay. God is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature, and he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assaved beyond your ability and strength of resistance. He can be trusted. He can be trusted. You can't keep the temptation off of you. You can't resist the enemy. It says resist the enemy and he'll flee, but how do you resist the enemy? You trust the Lord. That's how you resist the enemy. Oh, I got to rebuke the enemy. I got to rebuke the enemy. I got to rebuke the enemy. Quit that. Quit talking to the enemy and talk to the Lord. Amen? Quit talking to the enemy and talk to the Lord. The Lord is the one going to help you. Okay? So, nothing that's ever been come up with beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure, but with the temptation, he, God, will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Oh my gosh, the temptations and the opportunities, and I call it the invitations that I've had to be mad, to be hurt, to be sorrowful, to grieve, to be angry, to complain, to argue, to worry, to doubt, to carry this baggage, this burlap baggage of worry and despair. Oh yes, I have all those opportunities and invitations. But you know what, folks? We don't answer the invitation. If you don't want to go to a party or an invitation where somebody's asked you to come, just don't go. Say no or just don't go. Amen? Just don't go. And when you don't go, you don't be bothered. I don't have time. I don't give time. Let's put it that way. I don't give time to those things anymore in my life. I used to give them all my time. In fact, I was so good at it, I called myself a firefighter. If there wasn't a fire that I was putting out, I actually would build a fire so I could put it out. That was my way of being useful. Okay? I was able to overcome and put out fires, so I was a big firefighter. You don't have to fight fires. You don't have to battle. The Lord God Almighty is your source. He is the Lord God and there is no other. And he is over everything in your life. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to struggle with it. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to plan it out. And that doesn't mean you don't, you know, you make your plans with the Lord. I've made so many plans without God and then ask Him to help, you know, bring them to pass. God, you got to help this plan I've made here happen. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do 1 Corinthians 10, 13. For no temptation, no trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation has or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance and that is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience and such as men can bear. But everybody has the same temptations you have. Some greater than others. Some in the area greater than others. My temptation, I'll tell you what my temptations are, is to eat a whole lot. I was raised in an Italian family. You ate what you had on your plate, and you ate what somebody else had on their plate if you wanted it, and you ate what was left in the pot on the stove. You just ate, 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 ate. And when you got done with that, you went and took a nap or went off and did whatever else you do, and then you come back and ate some more. And that went on all day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything was always cooking. Everything. And if you didn't eat it all, then you had a big argument about what was wrong with it. Oh, my grandfather would say, Rosa, Lady Rosa, Rosa Maria, what is the matter you? What is the matter? What's the matter spaghetti? What's the matter parmigiano? What's the matter? So today, I battle. I am tempted to battle. I don't battle it. I'm tempted. Up until the last few months, I did actually battle weight, and I've gained and lost 5,000 pounds in my life, okay? And I'm happy to say and glad to announce that I successfully gained 10 pounds the last few months. Well, that can't happen. And I said, Lord, you have to show me. Finally, you go to the Lord and you say, you show me what to do. Exercise is not doing it. Right foods are not doing it. Watching this, watching that's not doing it. This diet, that diet. What do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me that I'm in authority over your body. And I want you to speak to your body and tell it has to obey me. And it's not going to have its way. That's what he told me. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You tell your body it doesn't need to eat, and it will obey you. You tell your body it's had enough food, and it will quit eating. I'll guarantee it. And you can write me and tell me when that happens if you tried. Okay, but God is faithful to His word and to His compassionate nature. God honors His word. He brings His word to pass, and He can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure within Him. His power is within you to endure. His power is within you not to take that drink that you shouldn't be taking. His power is within you to not drink the Cokes and the Pepsis and the whatever that you love so much. Oh, I mean, they're just like drinking candy. I know what I'm talking about here. God's power is in you, and you speak to it and you tell your body, you're not going to have that. Your spirit, you, your spirit woman, your spirit man has the authority of God in it to speak to your body and your body obey. And it's the same for everything in your life, every situation, diseases, sickness, food, drugs, alcohol, bad relationships, bad attitudes, worry, doubt, fear, struggle, all those things, anything that's not of God, anything that's trying to overcome you, you have the power and you have the ability to speak to it with the power of God in you and your spirit. Isn't that awesome? I am the Lord God, He said, and there is no other. He is the Lord God over your mouth, over your hearing, over your thinking, over your actions, over your life. He is Lord God Almighty. And then He finishes up, and we'll finish up together on this. He will always provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. What is the power and capability and strength that you have? In Him. In yourself, you don't have the power to quit smoking. You don't have the power to not eat wrong. You don't have the power to not drink or go out and do adultery things with people in your marriage. You don't have that power. He has it in you, but you have to speak it. Boy, I think this has been a powerful message today, and I'm thankful to have it. Order the books, 30 Days the Champion in You. That's 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of praises to God to teach you who you are in Him. And how do you do that? How do you access that with Him? Stop talking crazy. Lord, help us. Yes, let's all stop talking crazy and speak life and blessings over ourselves instead of death and curses. And I know you need that and want that today. And then the This Is It book, order this. It's back ordered. We've been trying to get it done, in all that. And we'll put you on the list to send it the minute we get it. But order all these three or whatever ones you want. And call me for praises. Call me for prayers. Call and let me know how I can stand in agreement with the Lord, with you. Not in agreement with you with the Lord, but in the Lord, in agreement with the Lord for you. And I love you, and I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision, and Lord, what a time we've had today. I'll see you next time. Until then, I love you so much, and you just keep going and keep doing. Remember, we're in this all together. Love you.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.